getting harder and harder to stay cool, isn't it? I'm not talking about the weather. I'm talking about cool. Trends come and go, too fast to keep up, and the music? I mean, I know that good stuff is out there, but finding it can be a real pain. Well, NPR's got a one-stop shop for the best new music out there. It's called Song of the Day. It's on our website. Stephen Thompson curates that collection, and we get to have him right here with me in the studio. Hi there, Stephen.
Hi there, Jackie.
Your most recent edition is by this band called Metric that we're listening to right now, and I was laughing over one of your characterizations because you called them like candy-coated insects, and I wonder what the heck are you talking about?
Now, it should be noted that I referred to the songs as candy-coated insects. I do not mean to besmirch the good name of the members of Metric. When I say candy-coated insects, I just sort of mean covering something bitter with something sweet. They're these wonderful sort of shimmery, buzzy, big pop songs. But if you listen more closely, if you listen to the lyrics, a wonderful singer named Emily Haynes, she tends to write very bitter lyrics, but always seems to have interesting ways of dressing them up in ways that make them seem a little bit happier than they are. This is called Sick Muse.
Somewhere in the song, doesn't you talk about an arrow piercing her heart?
Well, the first line of the song is "Watch out, Cupid stuck me with a sickness." And you know, it's nice to get your thoughts out there right up front.
And I've had that sickness myself. Now, earlier in the week, Song of the Day featured some new music by some old friends, and I'm sure a lot of people remember Booker T. Jones because he's the guy who made this one. That, of course, is Green Onions, a classic. Now, Booker T was the man behind the organ in that song. What's he up to now?
Well, he just put out a solo record in April called Potato Hole. And it's kind of a mixture of different songs, kind of different eras. And the one that we picked, it's an instrumental version of a huge, huge hit from 2003 by a band called Outkast, and the song is called Hey Ya.
As well as I think I sing this, can we please hear the original Outkast version of Hey Ya?
1, 2, 3,
My baby
don't mess around because she loves me so. Do that one.
I'm so glad you sang it so I didn't have to.
Yeah.
and so Booker T, working with this an amazing backing band, he works with a band called Drive-By Truckers, and here it is. I love the way he uses an organ to kind of convey the same playfulness that the original song has.
Yeah, and this is his first record in about 20 years.
Yeah, and it's a nice comeback. It's a fun record.
Well, finally, speaking of comebacks, here's a voice we might remember from Woodstock, and I think this guy actually lives in Woodstock. First of all, let's hear the classic version.
When I get off of this mountain, you know where I want to go.
That's Levon Helm singing with the band. But maybe not everybody's aware he's been through quite an ordeal since then.
I think very few people expected Levon Helm to be able to continue making records. He went through a bout with throat cancer in the 90s. And a few years ago, he sort of had a triumphant comeback with an album called Dirt Farmer. And his follow-up to that is coming out at the end of this month. It's called Electric Dirt. And it's lovely just hearing his voice and hearing him kind of rip into this Muddy Waters cover. He sings a song here. It's called Stuff You Gotta Watch.
You know the girl.
This girl's telling you no lies. That guy sounds great. Doesn't he?
He does. He sounds amazing. I mean, if anything, it's almost... Sometimes your voice can age in such a way that it just sounds better and better. You can hear the kind of crags and nicks and just wear and tear on his voice, but it loses none of its power for it.
The handsome stuff you got to watch it, cause your girl's treating you wrong.
Well, thank you for giving us music to live by day.
Oh, thank you.
Stephen Thompson, he curates the Song of the Day feature on the music section of NPR.org. That's where you can hear the full songs that Stephen just reviewed. And again, that was new music from Metric, Booker T. Jones, and Levon Hill. And for this evening, that's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Leiden.